Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where each week I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. This is episode 351. Show It Better on YouTube with architect Steven Rubio. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, RCAT, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM specifications, and so much more, and Monograph, the time tracking and project management tool built for architects by architects. Steven Rubio, welcome to Entree Architect Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Steven Rubio is a Colombian architect, founder and creator of the architectural representation platform Show It Better. With more than 6 years of experience working in the fields of architectural design, architectural representation, and teaching, Steven created the Show It Better platform in 2016 to educate on architectural representation. What started as a YouTube channel with tutorials on representation techniques for architects evolved into a platform of more than 400,000 members in Instagram and YouTube that is centered on teaching the importance of architectural representation in architecture. And so, Steven, I want to hear the story of how this happened. And so we're going to get into that a little bit. Before we do that, let's get into your origin story. Share what inspired you to become an architect, and give us the story of the journey from that moment where you discovered what architecture was to where you are today.
Well, I think at first I don't know if it's a very interesting story for everyone, but for me, it was more of a classic. You know, I saw Bob the Builder. I had not so close relatives in my family, but people that knew someone that was an architect and had, you know, I just had a nice image, maybe like an idolized image of the architect person.
How did you discover what an architect was?
I think through Bob the Builder. I think
yeah. But for anybody who doesn't know, Bob the Builder is a kids show, right? The little animated character that has a whole family of his machines, right? He's got dump trucks and bulldozers and excavators, and he goes out and fixes things.
It is more of a constructor. Like when you think of it, it wasn't like that much of the architect image that I am right now. It was more like a constructor.
Yeah.
The person that is like more in the construction place, but I had like an idolized image of the architect, and I also had a very I don't know, maybe some like artistic intentions from from since I was a kid. I learned to play guitar, like many, many different instruments from my house. I like to dance. I like to sing. I like to do like a lot of stuff. So by when I was like 14 or 15, I had something clear, and that was I didn't want to do anything like very maybe not so classical, as in, you know, medicine or be an accountant. I just wanted to be do something creative.
Right.
And an architect was, you know, that midpoint where I could be creative, but maybe I had some serious job prospects in the future, or that's what I thought at the moment.
Surprise.
Yes. But
and that story is very, very similar to many architects, right? We become architects because we are creative. We love to be creative. We want to do more than just create art. And so we follow our dreams to become architects because it's a little bit more, you know, stable, a little bit more easier to find a job or things like that. Or at least that's what we think, right? When we're
But it's very, very far from the truth. I mean, you know, eventually you find out that it depends mostly on you and not on the profession. And, well, right. You know, you could be successful with being an accountant or whatever you want to be. But, you know, I'm glad I found my, you know, I'm finding my niche along the way. I'm trying like to ride that wave of, you know, where life takes me and indicates, you know, where I should be. So I'm just trying to follow that. So after, you know, this whole idolized architect image, I ended school and enrolled in architecture. And eventually I found a passion for architectural representation since I was in, second year of architecture. I knew that I had, a particular interest of first representing my projects well, but also, that the drawing in itself was like a project, like an artistic project for me at the moment. So I started getting into architectural representation, into more technical stuff, you know, like learning programs, learning softwares, but also into more into a different artistic realm, you know, of how the importance of drawing for the project, for the architectural project. And from there on, I was very, very interested, and it just led me to various jobs that were centered around architectural representation. I also was in, you know, architectural design and competitions and, you know, many sort of different realms in architecture. But eventually it just led me over here to show it better, and to many different projects that are very, you know, also centered around, you know, the artistic side of architecture.
So you discovered that in architecture school, that was a passion of yours. So when you graduated, did you go work for architects?
When I was in school, I was already working from about third year. I started as an assistant in a small architectural office here in Bogota, Colombia, where I just participated in competitions. I was just the one that I was the youngest one, and I was the one that knew all the programs better. So I was just the one to just get all the information, all the designs from all the other architects, and make the whole presentation panels, the renders, everything. And then eventually I was there about two years, and then I started doing my master's in architecture. Parallel to that, I was working in other offices, in other architectural offices that were, you know, kind of a small to mid-size here in Bogota.
And so what are you doing now? What's your current status?
Right now, I am dedicated to, like, 50% of my time is dedicated to Show It Better. And another portion of that time is dedicated to another artistic project that I have currently with my partner, which is, creating artistic projects more on critiquing, you know, the city, the Latin American city, from the manipulation of the image. And, we make photographic interventions that you know, make a series of ironical and satirical critiques on the city. And I also have, I'm also finishing my thesis on my master's of architecture, which is investigation based. So I'm just, you know, currently in that investigation.
So you're wrapping up your master's. You're doing the artistic project is art, right? That's what you're talking about doing.
Exactly.
It digital art?
It's digital and physical. So from what I do specifically, is it's more on the digital side. But my partner right now, she's an artist, you know, like a professional artist. So she likes to work more with concrete and with, you know, the materials. So she does like that part.
Yeah. And then how are you distributing that or representing the art? And how do people find it? If anybody wants to go look,
it's called Palladio Colectivo. It's like collective Palladio, and you can search it on Instagram by Palladio with only one L, Palladio.
Okay.
Colectivo. And well, we just, you know, when I'm doing Show It Better, I find that most of the audience is very interested in, you know, these maybe like famous and you know, very well-known topics about how to create diagrams, renders, you know, basics of architectural representation. But I, you know, from my interest, I wanted to go a little bit, a step further and, you know, make art, you know, make something that is not exactly related to architecture, that I don't have to go through the architectural processes to make it. And I think it's a easier in a way, but it just challenges you more because it's in a different space or in a different you know, thinking space. So I am, you know, just from taking basic or maybe classic images of the city and altering them, you know, changing things that have to do with our perception as citizens or with the architecture in itself. You know, if the building is a very modern architecture building, you know, you just change some things that make it modern or make it, you know, classic, and, you know, make it also made very realistic. So people doubt if that is a real image or it's not. So yeah. It's not that it's very hard to notice if it's a real image or not. So if you are interested, you can check the Instagram and have, you know, you can see very different images around that.
Yeah, we'll link that on the show notes, definitely. Palladio Colectivo. So we'll look that up. We'll put a link on the show notes and subscribe. I'm going to definitely subscribe because I want to see what you're doing. Let's get into Show It Better. Show It Better it started off as a YouTube platform, right? That's how you started. You just started showing some representations, architectural representations, 3D modeling, that kind of thing. Posted them on YouTube and so describe a little bit more about what it is. You know, right today, what is Show It Better?
Today, Show It Better is a platform for educating on architectural representation on the practice and on the theoretical side. In the beginning, as you said, it started more as, you know, specific YouTube tutorials or, you know, specific tasks. You know, like the first video, I think, was how to create a diagram in Photoshop, right? So that's there's something very specific with a, you know, software based. But eventually, you know, as my interest also evolved and I, you know, started to get a little bit more nerdy into the architectural representations subject, and I think you know, when I was starting my master's in architecture, I also had a class that was specifically on studying the drawings or like the drawings of architecture and how they were connected to the, you know, to all the, you know, to the architectural history and how you could maybe explain architectural history through only plans or through only plans of living rooms or sections. I started to get very interested in that subject and I wanted to incorporate a little bit of that and Show It Better. And so it made me challenge my audience a little bit more. You know, they were just used to very technical tutorials, but my intention is more on maybe teaching theory, maybe teaching history of, yesterday in Instagram, I published a post about Super Studio, right? So many right now are into doing collages, are into doing these different architectural representations, but know very, very, very little of, you know, where this came from, or where these intentions of collages came from, and why we are doing collages right now, and what's the importance of collage in architectural representation. So eventually, from technical tutorials, I started incorporating on YouTube and later on Instagram more theoretical stuff. And eventually, I don't know, my objective is to convert that proportion from 50-50 more into about 80-20. So, you know, I see myself more as like that digital teacher in the future that is more interested in theory or history. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, you can know Photoshop, or you can just know how to draw, but you can, you can just understand the basics, the fundamentals of architectural representation, which is, I think, my goal right now.
So you said 80-20, 80-20, 80 on YouTube and 20 on Instagram, or the other way around?
No, 80.
Or 80-20, 80 focused on
theory and history. Yes.
Okay, got exactly. It. So teaching, 80% teaching and 20% basic, you know, technical tutorials.
Yes. I'm more interested on, you know, the theoretical and history side of architectural representation right now, which mm-hmm. is what I think everyone needs. And, you know, eventually you will learn a program on YouTube, like how I did them. But the theoretical and historical side, it's very hard to learn, or hard to learn in this social media space, right? So, you know, everyone is giving out, or you see daily tons of different images, and that's what your feed is. But you're very... You see very little of the education around that, the history around that. So I'm more interested right now in teaching that than teaching, I don't know, how to learn Photoshop.
Yeah. Social media is at times very surface, right? It's just the thin layer of, like, it's a beautiful picture, and maybe it's a little bit of a description under what you're looking at. But it can be so much more, right? It can go deeper. And it can become an educational platform.
Of course. I think it depends on the user and the person who is creating the content. It's more like an agreement between the two, right? So mm-hmm. I know I can make certain type of content, and it can be consumed and, you know, make lots of income. But at the end, I'm not creating like a deep connection with, you know, with what I'm teaching, right? It's just very superficial, and many students right now are searching for that. But I'm just trying to fight a little bit with that and be like, hey, no, so I'm not going to give you this that easily. I just want to maybe teach you about, you know, the fundamentals. And I think if I teach them to you in a very easy to understand way, not reductive in any way, but adapted to the social media platform, which I think many, you know, many old school people will look down on this and you know, prefer the two hours, 4 hour classes where you just talk. But I think we should adapt our educational intentions to the platform that we're teaching it on. So, you know, eventually if TikTok becomes, you know, the big game, and I will have to adapt my educational intentions to TikTok or to whatever mm-hmm. platform. And I think that is the agreement that you have to do, you know, between the user and you as the creator of the content.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can use any platform that works for your medium, right? And so if you're teaching TikTok, TikTok is certainly valuable. You know, there's the TikTok demographics are widening very rapidly, right? There's a lot of older school, as you call them, people starting to watch TikTok, and it is fascinating. You know, I've been on TikTok for the last couple of months, and it's really interesting to see how the algorithm shifts to my interests and starts feeding me the information that I'm interested with, and I do learn a lot, right? There are little clip, you know, little snippets. But it definitely is something that you can learn. And then it can also be a driver to something that goes deeper, right? It can be, you know, it can be the intro to a platform. We will return to our conversation after this quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect, Arcat, and Monograph. Arcat.com has been assisting architecture professionals in their search for the best products for their projects for nearly 30 years. Starting as a printed desktop reference with listings in manufacturers' catalogs, Arcat has evolved into the number one most used website for finding building product information. Today, Arcat is an invaluable tool for AEC professionals, offering a powerful product search engine that's backed up by up-to-date CAD, BIM, and specifications. And just as it was in 1991, today, Arcat offers all of this at no cost to their users and without requiring any registration. It's free. Visit entrearchitect.com/Arcat today and see why architecture professionals have leveraged the power of Arcat for three decades. entrearchitect.com/Arcat. That's entrearchitect.com/ARCAT. Spreadsheets. Spreadsheets. Are you tired of using spreadsheets to keep track of your project plans, your budgets, your staff, your time? Our friends at Monograph know what that's like because they're architects too. They know all about that spreadsheet mess that you're dealing with. So they did something about it. Monograph is a time tracking and project management tool built for architects by architects to respond to the challenges that small and medium-sized firms face on their quest to a profitable business. With Monograph's integrated suite of tools, you'll stay on track and on budget without the overhead of wrangling spreadsheets every day. Improve your firm's operations today. Try Monograph. Try it for free at entrearchitect.com/monograph. Ditch the spreadsheets. Visit entrearchitect.com/monograph and try Monograph right now for free. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community.
And that's the beauty of a platform, right? Like Show It Better, you introduced Show It Better not as a YouTube channel, but as a platform, right? Because it can be, it's not just a YouTube channel. It's a Instagram channel. It's potentially a TikTok channel. It could be Facebook. It could be its own platform with a website that goes even deeper with a full curriculum, and it can be whatever you want it to be.
Exactly. That's the idea, to not depend on a social media space like YouTube or Instagram, but to adapt to it, you know, more like that. I don't know if it's Bruce Lee that, you know, when you're more like the water that goes into the cup and you just adapt. Right.
Right. Yep.
And yeah, I think in the future, whatever comes, we as professionals, as architects, we have to adapt to the circumstances. We can complain about how it's not like it was in the old days and everything, but it's better if we adapt and try to be that different, that person that is different and that is trying to engage much more than, that superficial level, trying to give deeper content. And in my experience, people appreciate that a lot. You know, even if it's in very small steps, you gain in a real audience that's interested in what you're trying to teach, and not because you're trying to get some trends out there. That's what interests me the most, because people, at the end, they see that. They perceive that you're trying to make an effort to, give out generally free content for everyone to just educate.
Stephen, what inspired you to teach it? Because you could very easily have, you're a creative guy, you love to create art, you love architecture, you can create these renderings, and it can just all be for you and the people around you. What inspired you to put it out to the world and intentionally grow it beyond you?
It's very interesting. I was thinking about that the other day. I was just like, why do I do this for free? Or why did I start this? And the answer is basically because that's how I learned. When I was in school, course, school, you know, that university classic school gives us, based on its curriculum, what they think it's best to teach you at the moment. So at that moment, maybe it was 2010, they didn't consider it necessary for us to learn more on architectural representation or maybe on some software. So I had to search on YouTube for it. Mm-hmm. And eventually I found, many, many channels that were just, giving out this information, and they were just giving it out. If you searched well, they were giving it out in a very interesting way. And especially I found, I don't know if you know about visualizing architecture, Alex Hogerfer. He is an architectural visualizer from Boston, and he is one of like the first person to create all of this. And I think from 2010, he started putting out videos and tutorials for, more or less on the same subjects. Eventually he didn't continue, but I thought that was very humble, very interesting to just, have a set of knowledge of softwares of many different things and just to just give it out. Right. I think, I didn't see the value in it first because, you study for 5 years, you pay your career, and how is it that you're going to give out all your free information? But eventually you see the value. I don't know how to explain it, but you see the value. Yeah. And people see that value in you. And after many years of learning only through YouTube, and then eventually, you learn a lot of stuff more, and not only softwares, but maybe, you learn about history, you learn about theory. If you search well, you can learn about basically anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, very humbling. What, in my consideration, the majority of architectural education should adapt to. I think universities right now should adapt more to that model of, maybe 80% giving out valuable information, then 20% maybe charging a lot. But you already have gained a lot with that 80% of just giving it out and trying to teach people what you think is interesting for them to learn.
It'll be very interesting to see how education changes, because it will absolutely change. It will absolutely move in the direction that you're talking about, especially with the pandemic where everybody was forced to go home. Both businesses and institutions needed to adapt to online education. The cost of a university education is absolutely ridiculous. And the debt that comes from that for students across the world, there will be changes, right? And so what you're doing is you're a pioneer in this new way of educating. And it's interesting to hear what you're talking, how you started. You were inspired by others doing that same thing, right? You were watching others who were giving it away, and they inspired you. And so you had that knowledge and you decided to give it away. Today, is Show It Better, is it a business?
Yes, it's a full running business, and that's maybe about 60% of my income right now.
Yeah, I love that, and that's why I asked that, because I want to inspire others to do that, right? And it started with giving it away.
Yes, I would. When people start to get interested on how they can do the same thing, I would I just support them a lot, because it's something that maybe it's too early, or people aren't seeing it as a valuable career inside architecture. But inside architecture you have tons of different branches and things you can do, and I found that this is just one of those branches where you can be educational, where you can be many, many different stuff, and I think you will adapt to it, and you will learn how to create a business out of it, of basically giving out a lot of valuable content for in the beginning free, right?
Yeah.
So I think I think it, you know, I would inspire many people if, you know, they want to start their businesses, or maybe they have a physical business and, you know, they want to take it more on social media, that is the way to go, because, you know, you will learn how to communicate in the language of today, right? And I think that's the most important thing, how to communicate your ideas, your intentions, what you want, maybe what you want to sell, but in the right platform. So, you know, it's not very useful if you're a very knowledgeable architect, but don't know how to communicate that. And I right. think social media is like the right place to do it right now.
Yeah. And there's many different ways you can do it, right? If you're not somebody who is good on video, right? And you don't necessarily need to do video. If you don't, exactly. you don't want to record your voice, then podcasting is not for you, but you can write a blog or do Instagram photography. There's so many different ways to share your knowledge. Entree Architect also was started with a personal blog where I just gave it away. Everything I knew, I gave it away. And exactly. it found an audience. And when you find an audience, there's a way to continue to give it away like we do. But you can also build a business around it. And when you build that business, then you have the funds to give more away. Right.
Course,
and it's just this, then that's how business works, right? You get funded, and then you can provide more value. And the more value you provide, the more funding you get, the more value you can provide. And so that's why I asked if it's a full-time business. I think a lot of people are afraid to admit that some of this creative content that we're creating is a business, right? And it's intentionally a business, right? We wanted it. I launched Entree Architect as a business in 2012. It didn't just happen. I said, I want this thing to be bigger than me. The only way it's going to be bigger than me is to make sure it's funded.
So of course. Yeah. I had, at the beginning I created the YouTube page, channel, you know, with more curiosity and maybe to see if it could generate more of like a passive income.
Yeah.
Eventually I found, yeah, you know, if you structure, if you're disciplined, if you know how to create, you know, everything that you're doing, you can create a business. And I am sure that Show It Better, or, you know, any platforms similar to them, can be very, very, very big. And it just depends on, you know, taking it very seriously as a business, as you would take architectural design education. And if you take it very serious, eventually it will pay off. And I think, you know, more of the proportions you were talking about, I think I heard Gary Vaynerchuk say that the more you give for free, like the more you're eventually going to earn. So
right.
I think he was talking at the moment about, you know, maybe I would want to give like 90% of it and 10% of it, you know, I can charge a small a fee, but, you know, of that fee, you can live very comfortably because, you know, you're going to have a very interesting audience that's, you know, interested in what you want to say after giving out that 90%.
Yeah. Where do you see Show It Better in the future? What's your plan for Show It Better?
As I was talking about earlier, I think I see it more as taking on, you know, the theoretical and historical side of architectural representation, and you know, not so much the software. So it's not going to be so much based on softwares or maybe trends, but more on, you know, what is going to remain always, right? So that's, you know, the basics or the fundamentals of architectural representation, history, and eventually, you know, not with Show It Better, but, you know, with very, you know, very related platforms. I want to do the same for architectural history, which is, you know, I have a very big, deep interest in, you know, in design as well. I think we see these again in Instagram and YouTube and everywhere. We see, you know, these very trendy architectural buildings or houses, but you know, architects a little, you know, maybe when they get out of school, they know very little of, you know, the real, maybe, I don't know if the real architecture, but, you know, the real basics of architecture, like, you know, like what the essence is, you know, what the soul of architecture is. And that's something that you normally can't see in these nice flashy houses or nice flashy buildings that everyone's doing nowadays. So I think eventually I will, you know, parent Show It Better with a platform that teaches architectural history and theory in the best way possible, you know, not in this dense way that we maybe learned it in university, but maybe in a more compatible way with the platforms that we are in.
Yeah. And the generation that's coming behind
us. And the generation, of course. Yeah. Seeing that with TikTok, you know, these are, you know, people, students that are still in university or maybe that haven't gone into university yet. And they're expecting, you know, maybe in the future to learn from TikTok, right? So if it's not going to be me, it's eventually going to be someone else that's going to be teaching. And if it's superficial or not, then, you know, it doesn't really matter. So yeah. I think you know, make it as interesting and as complete as possible for them.
Yeah. Our audience are mostly small firms, sole practitioners, people running their own business. If you could give them one thing that a small firm architect can do today to build a better business for tomorrow, what would you say to them?
I would tell them so many things. I would tell them maybe to adapt to the current state and to whatever state it's going to be in the future. I think when you learn how to communicate your ideas, right? Or, you know, first understand what is it that you're trying to communicate. Maybe if, you know, you don't want to necessarily educate or teach, you know, how Show It Better is doing, but you do have something of value, right? So if you are creating architectural design for residential spaces or for office spaces or for commercial spaces, that's something of value that you have inside you, right? And people, you know, your clients are interested in that, but they're also interested in more about you, about the designer, about what your value is. And that's what maybe social media or all these platforms are for. And once you learn how to communicate these messages, you know, in video or in written format or in audio format, the clients, they will come and they will have an interest more in you, and you won't have to sell them, you know, the idea, because it's already sold. You already sold them the idea through everything, you know, that you're portraying in all these different platforms. So I think that's a better solution. You know, you don't have to, you know, go door to door and start selling and, you know, maybe begging for your idea, or no, I'm an architect. I just, you know, I think this is interesting. No, I mean, they will be sold from the beginning because that's what you've communicated to them. So I think that's much more interesting for, you know, small businesses right now to just try to identify your client, right? Identify that specific client, because, you know, the more specific it is, the better, you know, the clearer the message it can be, and eventually communicate to them, give them value, you know, give them an 80 to 20% ratio of 80 valuable free information, and the 20% is what you really are selling, right? So 80% is maybe, you know, what you can do maybe in your residential space in designing. And at the end, you're like, hey, in case you're interested, I'm an architect and I can, you know, solve these problems for you. And I think that's the main key, right? To understand, you know, where, you know, what time you're living right now and how your business can prosper with these spaces that are being created every day, you know, these internet spaces.
A natural born educator. You just gave us a tutorial on how to launch a platform, right? You know, how to provide valuable information that leads to an audience that then you can monetize. And that's, you can do that with an architecture firm, right? And you can create a business by sharing your knowledge. His name is Steven Rubio. The platform is Show It Better. You can find everything that Steven is doing at showitbetter.co. So it's showitbetter.co. We'll have links to everything on the show notes. Steven, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I appreciate you for joining us here today and sharing your knowledge at Entree Architect Podcast.
No, thank you, Mark, for inviting me, for letting me speak a little bit on my ideas, and I'm looking forward to maybe speaking with you more, and, you know, speaking about this whole world that we are in, this new world that is being created with the pandemic and everything and how we can adapt to it. So thank you for inviting me, and I look forward to many more future talks.
You're very welcome. I look forward to it too. You have been listening to episode 351 of Entre Architect Podcast. If you'd like to access the show notes to this episode or share a link with a friend, that's something I'd love for you to do, is share this episode with a friend. EntreeArchitect.com/episode351. That's the link to share with a friend. Just pop that into an email or post it on Facebook or wherever you find yourself on social media. That's the link to share. I would love for you to share that one link, EntreeArchitect.com/episode351. That's how we're growing this podcast every week, because you are sharing the link. EntreeArchitect.com/episode351 with Steven Rubio of Show It Better. Entre Architect is a proud member of the most engaged AEC multimedia network on the planet, Gable Media. And a few months back, Steven Rubio brought his YouTube channel, Show It Better, to Gable Media as well. Gable Media is growing. It's growing to serve you, the AEC community. We are curating thought leadership for an audience dedicated to building a better world. That's you. You're dedicated to building a better world, and we are bringing everybody that we can who is the thought leader in this industry together, so we can have one place where we can come and find the information that we're looking for. So listen and subscribe to all the shows, including Show It Better, at GableMedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. And check out Entre Architect Academy membership. It is ready to edit business resources. It is live monthly training from an expert every month, and a supportive architect community. It's all there waiting for you at Entre Architect Academy membership. And don't forget, our guest from a few episodes back, Steve Stockman, the LA-based film, TV, and video producer, he will be joining us on Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020, as our monthly expert trainer, where he will be teaching a practical guide for telling your story through video as a small firm architect. He'll provide 30, 40 minutes of live training, and then he will do a live Q&A session. That's what we do on the first Wednesday of every month. We gather on Zoom for Entre Architect expert training sessions at the Academy. So if you are not yet a member, what are you waiting for? Learn more and enroll now at EntreeArchitect.com/join. And it's currently free for 30 days, so you can join us right now. Attend the training session with Steve for free. And if you like what you see, stick around for more. And if you don't, you don't think it's worth the monthly subscription, just cancel your membership. And there's no cost to you. I hope to see you there. Join us at Entre Architect membership now at EntreeArchitect.com/join. Be well, my friends. Be healthy, happy, safe, and secure. Thank you for listening. Love, learn, and share what you know.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process, and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short haul, frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.